on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about empowerment. How can decluttering help you win and get through obstacles? What does it mean to be empowered? How can your challenges lead to your successes? Learn how to be empowered by clearing clutter in this month's episode, focusing on fall.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Today's episode was inspired because I haven't shared an interview in a really long time. I think that I shared one in January and have not shared one since then. I had a lot of fun with this host. She's passionate about empowering women. Pat Freeman hosts the Women Who Win Empower podcast. Guys, no worries, you can listen to. It's lots of good advice. While we mainly focus on business, we also talk about life and other good stuff as well. I like to share interviews because someone may ask something in a way that becomes an aha moment for you. If you're a woman entrepreneur, you may enjoy your podcast, so check it out. Women Who Win Empower podcast, hosted by Pat Freeman. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pat B. Freeman. Welcome to Women Who Win Empower podcast with an entrepreneurial focus. This is where we talk real talk about the woes and the wins of successful women entrepreneurs who win despite obstacles and empower others to win. Today, our featured guest is an award-winning professional life organizer, a certified life coach and author with Reawaken Your Brilliance. She was the first professional organizer in the state of North Carolina to specialize in being green. Her entrepreneurial focus as a holistic life coach and organizer is to help women clear clutter in all areas of their lives, get organized, and become more mindful and aware. She also hosts the successful self-help podcast, Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. The show has achieved over 1 million downloads and is near the top 15% of podcasts downloaded. I am thrilled to welcome Julie Caraccio to the show. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for having me.
I am excited about this, and I can't believe someone here I'm talking with. I'm a podcaster, and I'm looking forward to my day when I have 1 million downloads, too. So I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for having me, and you'll have it.
I'm looking forward to it. Julie.
Need more women supporting women.
Absolutely. Could you say that again?
We need more women supporting women, especially entrepreneurs.
Indeed. I'm all for that. I'm behind you on that. I typically try to find out as we start the show. I'd like for you, if you will, Julie, please describe in your own words who Julie Caraccio is. Tell us a little bit about you.
I am a woman who is a solopreneur. I am passionate about supporting everyone in clearing their clutter because when they do that, they can share their gifts with the world. That's what keeps me up at night, to motivate people. That what helps me jump out of bed in the morning. And I'm also passionate about people becoming more mindful and aware. If we were aware, more aware of ourselves and our challenges and our strengths, we could bring that into our business and our personal lives. If we're more aware of how our actions affect others, we'd be living in a much happier world. And I'm also passionate about my marriage with my husband, and I'm a cat mom of 3 rescued cats. Mm. And the bubble bath is my woman cave. That's where all the ideas come.
Julie, tell us your definition of clutter.
Pat, my definition of clutter is this. I'm a little different from most organizers because they concentrate mainly on the physical. Sometimes they get into the mental aspects of clutter. But for me, clutter is this. It's anything that prevents you from creating the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
What would you say, and I understand anything that gets in the way of you creating the life that you deserve and desire. When a mother has children and she's also working, and let's say there's two kids, is there anything in particular that can help that mother with clutter? Because it happens. I have two of my own who are now adults, but how do you prevent that when you're with kids?
Well, everything's a choice. And so what I say, this is what I find with most people, honestly. And I know if you're a mom, you're raising kids and you're working, you're busy and you don't have a lot of extra time. But what I would ask yourself is, how much time are you spending on social media? How much time are you spending on Facebook? Because I'm betting if you take that time that you'd spend on social media, you can take the half an hour to clear clutter. And if you just spend 5 or 10 minutes a day, and you also engage your kids in helping you clear that clutter. So spend 5 or 10 minutes, say, okay, everyone, we're going to pick up today. We're going to return everything to its home and its proper place and where it belongs. So it's just setting a time that daily to do that. And if there's another parent, the kids can do things that are age appropriate and they can help mom out. So the burden doesn't completely fall to mom.
That's also a great way of helping the kids learn how to not create the clutter or the mess, I guess we could say. That's a great way to teach them how as well. Now, I mentioned in your intro that you were the first professional organizer in North Carolina to specialize in being green. What is that about? Tell me about that. And how did that occur?
Well, this is a true story, and I hope will inspire some of your listeners. I had been in business about a month, and I sat down, especially when I started my business, doing lots of networking, and I sat down with the woman, and the first thing out of her mouth was, I hate organizers. Mm. Kind of threw me off for a bit, but I was like, okay, let's take a deep breath, and let's use this as an opportunity. And I said, well, why do you hate organizers? And we ended up having this fantastic conversation. And I've always been passionate about the environment. I'm a green person. And she said, oh, it's wasteful and blah, blah, blah. And I said, it doesn't have to be that way. You can repurpose things. You can reuse things. And I left that meeting inspired and was like, I'm going to become a green organizer. Mm-hmm. And I did my research. No one else was doing it. And so I said, I'm going to go for it and do it. Now, a couple people said to me, you're going to be dead in the water. You cannot be a professional organizer and be green. It's just incongruous. It just doesn't work. Well, you know what? It worked for me. I've won awards for it. I'm passionate about it. And it's a win-win for everyone. But I was willing to take the risk to do something that was who I was. And I don't think you can separate your personal life from your professional life. So no matter what you do as an entrepreneur, who you are as a person is going to be in your business.
Well, I like the idea of you, when someone challenges you to say what can't be done, it didn't stop you from moving forward with what inspired you to do it. You did it anyway. Green, you went green as an organizer anyway. Mm-hmm. Now this, would you say that this perspective, you have this holistic view of clutter? Tell me more about this holistic view of clutter.
So, for example, we can have clutter in our relationships. If you're an entrepreneur just starting out, are you surrounding yourself with people like, yeah, you can do it, go for it, how can we support you? Or are there people in your life telling you why it can't be done, how it can't be done, and you're no good at that, and you're never going to be able to make money? Mm-hmm. To me, the people that aren't supporting you are relationship clutter, because they're not allowing you to live your best life. They're not supporting you in being your best version of you. So we need to look very closely, especially at those relationships that are closest to us, If they're not supportive, why are they close to us, and why are they in some way, shape, or form, because they are, influencing us? We can also have clutter in our finances. Do you have a budget? Do you stick to it? Or do you have huge credit card debt? If you're $20,000 in the hole, then that's going to prevent you from starting a business, for example. You can, but that just adds more stress at the back of the of your mind, knowing, oh my gosh, I'm just going into more and more debt, or would prevent you from even starting because you think, I don't want to take on more debt. We can also have emotional clutter. Do you express your emotions in a healthy way, or do you eat emotionally? Or do you have knee-jerk reactions and blow up at something that's trivial? All of that clutter affects us at some level. And so if we want to create the life we desire, we have to clear all that clutter out so we can focus on what's important and share our gifts with the world.
I love that perspective, because when I think of relationship clutter, when you said that, I was wondering where you were going to go with that. And I love that perspective, because I consider those relationship clutter to be maybe naysayers, dream drainers. You know, we use those terms, but that's relationship clutter. It can be purged.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And they say that the people you surround yourself, you become like them. So if you're surrounding yourself with negative people who say it can't be done, you absorb that and eventually become it.
Absolutely. And then this emotional, and then the financial side. So as a holistic, as a professional life organizer, these are ways that you can tap into the emotions of the people, the finances, as well as their relationships and more, so that they can truly clean out the clutter. We don't know we're carrying all of that, Julia. Julie, we don't know.
We don't know. And so one of my things is supporting you and becoming aware. I say this a lot. I probably sound like a broken record. Awareness plus action equals change. If you don't have the awareness and you don't have the action, your life isn't going to change. How many people listening have said, oh yeah, I'm going to do that someday, and a month has slipped by, and then a year, and then 5 years, and then we wake up 10 years down the road and say, where am I in my life? Why haven't I gone for my dreams?
Yeah.
Until we become aware, we can't take the action to change our lives.
That self-awareness, or that awareness, and then this compounding, this clutter that we don't sometimes recognize, it all works against us. So the awareness is what we must become, and then the other of decluttering. I really like this whole philosophy. What does empowerment mean to you, Julie?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I believe empowerment for me, if I were to describe it, it comes from within. Empowerment is about honoring yourself, honoring your soul, and doing what works best for you. And sometimes I feel, as women, you know, we take each other down. And so empowerment is standing in your truth, owning your truth, and doing that in the face of adversity. Because no matter what happens, say, you know what, I'm going to be true to myself. Doesn't matter if my business falls dead in the water because I'm going to be an eco-organizer. I'm going to honor myself and move forward.
Indeed. So as we look at what this empowerment means to you, and your work empowers others, what is maybe the one thing that we should all be aware of? And for example, you have decluttering is a way of empowering others. If there was one thing that we all needed to know that would help as it relates to a woman entrepreneur, that would help us in, I would say, empowerment in your profession, what would that be?
Do you mean for entrepreneurs in general, or entrepreneurs that are professional organizers and declutterers like me?
I'm saying entrepreneurs in general, because you've got this holistic approach. So for me as an entrepreneur, I'm a woman, I'm a female, we're speaking to this female audience. And I just wondered, is there one thing that might be common? And maybe there isn't. Is there some common things that we must all be aware of? Is it the self-awareness? that would be the most beneficial or a great starting point? I don't know. I'm just curious.
I would probably say, because I had to learn this early on in my business, I can't be everything to everyone, and that's okay. And I'm not meant to be everything to everyone. And so becoming very clear, who are my ideal clients? What is my skill set and how can I best support people? And where's my niche? I think it's smart to get a niche and you can always expand out from that. But just being clear when you're starting your business and as you continue your business, you want to make sure that you're growing. Like I've had to adjust. Where I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, there are lots of professional organizers. You could almost say that the area is saturated with them. So I've added coaching. I got training in coaching. I love that. So I've added a course. I am writing books that I'm doing and will be getting those out in the world. And so expanding how I do my business and being ready to roll with change and saying, okay, you know what? I started out organizing was a focus, but as I worked with clients, decluttering is kind of where my sweet spot is and what gets me excited and passionate. And so, no, you can't be everything to everyone. And then as you grow your business and continue kind of going with the flow and being allowing yourself to be open to other possibilities.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Losing money because you aren't organized? Tired of spending hours looking for things? Stressed out? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
In every experience as an entrepreneur, we have our successes and then we have our challenges. Tell us first about one of your biggest successes as an entrepreneur.
I began my business in 2009. And in 2011, I won NAPO, which is the National Association of Professional Organizers. I don't belong anymore, but for the first few years of my business, I did. So in 2011, I won the Eco Organizer of the Year Award. And it was really interesting. I flew out to LA. They were being held. NAPO Los Angeles did the awards. And I lived in LA prior to moving to North Carolina. So it was great. I got to go visit friends and do this event. And no one thought I was going to win because I was up against people who everyone else in my category was much better known than I was. And so what I would do every day in my Oprah voice is I would walk around my house and say, I am the eco-organizing winner. And I would do that for like a couple minutes and then let it go. Well, I ended up winning. And it was a huge deal. Peter Walsh, who is someone that I love and respect, was in the audience. And I got to meet him and get my picture with him. And it was really exciting. No one else believed in me, but I believed in myself.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so... That just reaffirmed to me, it doesn't matter what the people who are jawing that are naysayers are doing. And then I also, 2 years after that, won a regional award from the Triangle Business Journal, which was kind of a huge deal because I'm not the typical entrepreneur that's going to be getting an award from them. Again, being honoring myself and being true to myself and believing in myself allowed me to get those awards.
Well, those are huge. This, you spoke into existence before it existed, and you believed, as you said, and you honored yourself. That's an affirmation that we all need to be mindful of, as it relates to you don't have to see yourself not being there. You saw yourself winning before you won.
Yes.
Wow. Now, you know, with every win, we want to also know. Let me say this first. I think the NAPO, I think there's something on your website that I saw that is the NAPO. Don't you have a video up on that on your website?
I do.
Yes. Everyone needs to go see that on her website. I was inspired by it. So I wanted to mention that that's there. I was very inspired. So when you mentioned that, out of all these things that you've done, I wanted to hear that. And you actually said it without me saying. So that was exciting to hear. It was very, very big deal. And what are some of your, what is at least one big woe, I'm calling it the woe, challenge or obstacle that you face as an entrepreneur?
I would say for me, the biggest and that I face, and I've been in business, it'll be 10 years next year, was in the area where I live in, it's just saturated with professional organizers. And so I had to figure out a way, one, how do I distinguish myself from everyone else? And I just want to have a note here, because I think it's so important that women entrepreneurs lift one another up instead of tearing one another down, because I see that all too often with women. And if I can't do the job, because I always do a free consultation, I want to make sure I have the skill set and I'm a match for you, then if I can't, I'd like to refer you to someone that I might think would be a good fit for you. So I'm in this market that's saturated. So I have to first figure out, well, how do I distinguish myself? And I do that through the eco-organizing. And then as I got going on my business as I'm getting older, and I just want to note, I started my business at 40. So ladies, it's never too late. You can do it at any time in life. Don't think that you're too old. And the other thing I figured out as I was aging, you know what? It can be exhausting to do a garage clean out or an attic decluttering. And so I had to say, okay, I've got a lot of people in this market. I've been able to distinguish myself, but I don't know if I want to keep doing these 4 and 6 hour days. And so that forced me to expand, to go into coaching, to write a course. And it's been great because it has expanded my skill set. And it's helped me discover, you know what? I had talents that I didn't know I had. Yeah. I am not kidding when I say when I first started my business, I could not stand for 30 seconds and say my name and introduce myself. I was a nervous wreck. I now get paid to speak. I yeah. love it. I'm good at it. And I enjoy it. So be open, again, to what else is possible. How can I expand this business? And tweak it. Like I mentioned, I believe in the interview, I was all organizing. And my business prior to Reawaken Your Brilliance was healing through organization, because I saw how healing when you got your life organized could be. And then I was like, wow, when we declutter, that's got an even greater impact. And that's kind of how I'm going to take this road now and go down and see where this path leads.
Indeed. It gives wisdom. It's like you learn how to do one thing and achieve success. And the way you do one thing, you can do all things, because it really isn't something to fear. You mm-hmm. have to pursue, not fear it, but pursue it. Now, I want to lift you up. And you said just a moment, women should lift each other up. I want to lift you up just for a moment. This is a little sidebar here. I was starting my podcast, and I was actually in the podcasting for several episodes. And all of a sudden, this software didn't work. And I didn't know how I was going to get this podcast going. And I didn't have time to try to figure it out myself. And I decided to look for someone who had experience. And I found you. I found you there on LinkedIn. And because of you and your coaching ability in this podcast world, being an expert at it, I would say, I was able to find this software, and I'm now doing Zoom interviews mm-hmm. because of you. You were my coach, and I just want to say thank you publicly to the world for your help.
Oh, thank you. You're so welcome. And that's another thing I'm passionate about. I think a podcast is a great way, whether you're an artist, an entrepreneur, to share your skill set as a business tool and a creative tool.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Now back to this declutter. You have this declutter course you mentioned. Tell us more about this declutter course that you have.
Well, it's a video that I created, and you can also get it in paper form, but I think it's better with video just because most people are visual. But it's a course, really a beginning course, where we talk about decluttering physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and I have a bonus episode on energetic. And it's about getting your feet wet, because when we clear inner clutter, we also clear outer clutter. For example, if you're depressed, you might have clutter in your house. And so if you work on your depression, you're going to be more likely to clear your physical clutter. So it's an introductory course teaching people how to clear clutter in those 5 areas just to get started. And there are steps to do. So I explain something that's okay. Here's the take action, because we've got to take steps to move forward. So kind of explain it and then they can clear clutter in those areas of their life. So it's a beginner's course, but I'm really passionate about it because it was such a fun thing to do. And again, getting you started, getting you comfortable with your muscles. You can do it. We all have that ability. It's just a question of practicing it.
Is this a course? Where can we find this course?
At reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can find me there. All my social media, link to the podcast, as well as the course. And there's a little pop-up button that comes out about the course.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I know that you're going to be, for those out there who are listening, if you subscribe early, we always want to give free gifts to our listeners who subscribe early on my website and then also on iTunes. And one of the giveaways that we always like to give is something from me, but also something from our guests. And Julie is offering a free gift, which will be 10 steps to clearing the clutter inside and out. Right, Julie?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm excited. We're giving away 10 of those, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So make sure you subscribe. Now, Julie, the listeners here may be interested in your advice on if I'm interested in becoming an entrepreneur, is there one piece or some points of advice that you'd like to give to our listeners who are interested in entrepreneurship?
First of all, I say go for it. I think women are going to change the world. We are changing the world, and we need more of us sharing our gifts. I think, as I've mentioned throughout the interview, believe in yourself. And surround yourself with people that are going to believe in you. Figure out what you're passionate about and what your skill set is and what you can do to make money. When I first started my business, I went to the SCORE, which that's another great resource. SCORE are retired business people who offer their advice for free. And the guy's like, I don't understand what a professional organizer is. And so he was in his 70s, and it was just a weird concept to him that people would get paid to do this. But you know what? Be that person for that person that's really busy time-wise or has the extra income to spend and doesn't want to do what your skill set is. And then the other thing I would say is find your niche, and you can always expand out from it. I'm passionate about eco-organizing, but I've expanded. And as I have personally developed, it's allowed my professional business to develop. And then finally, remember that you are the face of your business. People hire people they like, that they can relate to. So if you slip up and aren't perfect, don't worry that that's people aren't going to want to hire you. They like people that are real. So bring yourself, bring your ideas, and bring you into your business.
And what would you say to those who are already entrepreneurs out there and are listening?
I would say, expand your thinking on what else you can offer. Like, I created a course. I'm doing a podcast. I also do, as Pat mentioned, podcast coaching, because that ended up being something I was successful and I want to see other people do. So I was like, well, I can turn that into podcast coaching. And so think outside the box, and how can you expand your business and do that? I'd also encourage you to not get caught up and waste your energy on the competition. I've had people hijack my stuff, and it's really frustrating, but I don't want my energy to be scattered. And I trust that God, the universe, will take care of that when people do that. But focus on you. And so how can you work with people? Like I mentioned, depending on what you do, if you can't help a client and have a referral for someone, then that usually you get that back in some way, shape, or form. Because as you help others and are of service, that will come back to you.
I love that. Women who win do empower others to win. That when we have, we have more to give. The more we give, the more we can have. So I certainly agree with you on that. Now, I do have one last question that I must know before we finish up here. And that is, you had 1 million downloads for your podcast. How did you make that happen? Is there a secret, or there's one thing, or did it take years? Just give us a hint of that.
Well, that happened in January, and I think I'm to 1,200,000 now. So that happened in January. We're in 2018. So I started my podcast in September of, was it 2014? And it's only a weekly weekly podcast. So, you know, I mentioned I haven't checked in a while. I know it's roughly in the top 15%, but most podcasts I learn after one episode are gone. And then some last to 7 episodes and they're gone. Almost from the beginning of the podcast, I had people tuning in and downloading. I've gotten 50,000 downloads in 1 month. Now I average about 32,000, 33,000 per weekly episode. And that's pretty good. And I think where my success has come from is I keep it real. Yeah. I share how I've fallen. I share my successes. And that's part of it. So I'm not kind of this guru sitting on the mountaintop that looks like perfect and that people think they can't be that way. And then I'm also about taking action because I want you listening and I want you taking action and moving forward. And so you get a little bit of me, you get how to do it, and then steps to take action. And I think that people really have a desire for that.
Indeed. And also evidently we all want to know more about how we can declutter. So yeah. Maybe that's something that is more broad than it is narrow.
I think that's true because, you know, how many times would say when people at the end of their life, all the regrets they have, I don't want to be someone that's having all these regrets. And if I can support people in taking that step to be an entrepreneur, taking that step to go for their dreams or ending that relationship that's not healthy, then that's fantastic.
Well, I appreciate you because you are certainly have proven to me in the short time that I've known you. And now I'm interviewing you on my show that you are a genuine woman who it's easy to talk with. And when you're coaching, you make it simple. So I do appreciate what you've done as it relates to me and our relationship as you coached me. And I know that you will be the same with everyone if they need your services.
Thank you, Pat. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say to your listeners, show Pat some love. It takes an incredible amount of energy and creativity to create a podcast. And if you're tuning in, rate and review her, because when you do that, and it can be an iTunes, Stitcher, then it allows other people to find her. And we could all use more entrepreneurs, more empowered women entrepreneurs.
Awesome. Thank you so much. How can you be reached, Julie?
If people go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com, find out all the information about working with me, the course, or connecting on social media or the podcast.
Excellent. You said you're not a guru. I'm going to say this lady is a guru. She's a guru at decluttering, and her experience in podcasting has proven to see me right here on this show as it relates to losing on one software and coaching me through in 30 minutes. And we were done. I think it was about 30 minutes, not more than an hour. So I do appreciate that. And Julie Caraccio, thank you for being our guest today. I will never look at clutter the same because of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Join us again next week for another episode of Women Who Win Empower. I'm Pat B. Freeman.
Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge a weakness. Create a plan to overcome that weakness. Celebrate a strength. Figure out how to bring that strength more into your life. Be aware and own your choices. Celebrate yourself. In this month's bonus episode, we're talking about taking responsibility. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.